We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, 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 what do we have? Here it is indeed, the mighty Bogey and Wojo show. Bogey did the morning show with the big-headed kid, Jamie. Wojo solo from Little Caesars' arena before the Pistons' big game against Charlotte. Yeah, I think I got that one right. But that's not what we're going to talk about. Let's dive right in. The Michigan State coaching search took a sudden, inexplicable, I won't even say inexplicable because you could sort of start to see it coming. And let's figure out what happened with the aborted search for Luke Fickell and what will happen next. I have a bunch of tidbits and theories. I'm not going to pretend like I know exactly what happened or what will happen. And let me make this public service announcement to start, okay? All the reports you've heard over the last week that it was a done deal with Fickell and might even be last Wednesday or Thursday and here's the contract and everything. Remember this next time you bitch about the media. That crap was not coming from the mainstream media, all right? It wasn't. Go look at the stories and the news and Free Press and MLive. That was message board stuff. That was stuff that people pretend like they have sources or think they have sources and they don't. Not here just to the newspapers have our own flaws, but that's one thing, generally speaking, we're very careful about. Because I saw some people try, the media did us wrong, you know, they made us think it was fake. No, that wasn't mainstream media. As a matter of fact, if you listened to me, but even listened and read, We were slowing it down. Like the Detroit News editor, this is not going to happen so fast, people. It's going to go in to next week at least. So I want that out of the way. Don't be bitching at us about it, okay? Number one. Number two, you could see this coming because of the way it was dragging on and because when they left Cincinnati without Fickell. What do you think? Like the fact that they didn't talk it to him until Sunday. That's five more days that Fickell and his family got to hear all the negativity and what's going to happen in the NCAA and the Curtis Blackwell thing and what did D'Antonio do and why did he do it? All that extra time, I think, screwed Michigan State or added to it. And I think they took that extra time because of the institutional dysfunction there where they had to clear everything with the Board of Trustees, where I do think D'Antonio got an indication that Fickell would be interested in the job, and that's why D'Antonio stood up there last week and said, people will crawl here for this. They'll run because in his mind, I think, not reporting this, I'm just guessing, having an opinion, that he suspected Fickell would take it. And Fickell did take a long time before he dropped out, so I do think he was considering it. But here's the major issue, and I don't know how you get out of this, honestly, for Michigan State. The phone number is 248-539-9797. The ticket text is the 97136. You've got a problem here because of inexperience and lack of leadership. And I'm not breaking new ground there, all right? That's why you had two great programs for so long, and still do have one with Tom Izzo. You had two strong leaders, D'Antonio and Izzo, who could keep everything away. Oh, to a fault. They became insular and defensive, but to a fault. Now you have a first-time AD making his first major head coach hiring at an institution that hasn't hired a major head coach in 13 years. They have no idea what they're doing. That's not even an insult. It's obvious. No one, 13 years, have they hired, and Bill Beekman has only hired a rowing coach. The inexperience showed. Everybody has played them. The Colorado coach bailed out. Penn State defensive coordinator today bailed out. It's all a result, in my mind, of inexperience and the three Ds. Ready for the three Ds? Delusion, denial, and defiance. I think Michigan State was in delusion, or call it denial, about how their program was viewed in the aftermath of all of the issues, the Blackwell issue, even going back to the Nassar issue, even though that doesn't touch football, how their program is viewed. Did you see the story about Luke Fickell and his wife supposedly was concerned about the quote-unquote culture in East Lansing? You can go ahead and yell, oh, shut up, Blue, oh, that's ridiculous. You got to get past the denial and fix it. And part of that is the Board of Trustees. I think that's what D'Antonio stalked off into the future, defiantly saying, people will come, people will crawl here. And everybody believed it. And some of us believed it because we think, well, he knows people, Fickle, whatever. It's probably hooked up, maybe. I don't know. And you have to confront these issues head on. And I don't know what you do because the Board of Trustees is a elected body, so you can't really do anything there. I agree with Valenti that you needed to have a stronger AD, but they've been in such a good situation for so long where D'Antonio and Izzo basically ran their programs without any oversight necessary because they were powerful enough. All of a sudden, pop, out goes D'Antonio. Boom! A vacuum of everybody wanting, I want him. No, you better talk to him. Can you imagine when they came to Luke Fickell's house in Cincinnati and he'd been heard, wait, who are you? Who am I talking to? No, who's this one? Who are you? Oh, you're Bill Beekman. It's a complete cluster, you know what. Here's a couple of names to think of going forward. I mean, can it be fixed? Yeah, it can. Not easily, though. Will it end up being Mike Trussell? Which I suspected it could end up. That's why, see, I'm not into delusion or denial. When there's an issue, I realize, and I know nobody, because I've said it for a while. I remember I got into it with D'Antonio about the culture at Michigan State. And, you know, believe me, they won a lot of games. It's not that it was horrible. It's that when all these other things came up, they pretended like they didn't exist. They still pretend as if Curtis Blackwell never worked there, ever. And don't deny that the Curtis Blackwell issue is huge, because this is the other thing with inexperience, okay? You had a new president, you lost, your AD left, Mark Hollis, and here's the biggest gaffe of all, a gaffe that has led to all the other gaffes. The most astonishing gaffe of all time is that Michigan State and D'Antonio did not settle that lawsuit with Curtis Blackwell. And you know why they didn't? Let me give you the three Ds. Delusion, denial, and defiance. They were convinced and remain convinced that nothing was going to come out. We're not going to admit to anything. Maybe that was just we're not going to do that. Why else would you not settle it? And I've heard people say, why would you settle it? D'Antonio did nothing wrong. They'd done nothing wrong. Why would you settle and just give them $5 million? That's ridiculous. What do you mean they did nothing wrong? If Blackwell committed all these acts and was unscrupulous and was bad for Michigan State, well, then that's what D'Antonio did wrong. He brought him there, worked alongside him for 4 years. So if you think Blackwell is bad, then you have to think D'Antonio is bad as connected to him, right? You can't just say Blackwell is the bad guy and we had nothing to do with it. He didn't just show up there and announce himself he was part of the staff. You hired him. You had him for 4 years. You gave him a huge raise. Why would you think that lawsuit wouldn't lead to anything? Inexperience, delusion, denial, and defiance. Okay? You could also frame it as pride comes before the fall. There is a path out, and I will describe it to you. The phone number is 248-539-9797. The ticket text is the 97136. I will get straight to the ticket text and the phones real quick. Here's a couple of quick ticket texts at 97136. Let's see. Wojo, didn't you tweet all weekend about the AD's visit in shoes? You're such a hypocrite. I didn't say what any of it meant. I didn't know what it meant. Did I say? Not once. As a matter of fact, the shoes thing I made fun of. Not once did I say. Yeah, my sources are saying this is a done deal. Yep, uh-huh. Yeah. Those were all facts. The AD did go there. They did talk. You could write the facts and make your own. I think people drew their own conclusions. We're desperately looking for media or bloggers or whatever to confirm their conclusions, and then we're so pissed when it didn't happen. That, to me, is what you are feeling out there right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.